The following is from Friday, July 1st, 2016.
Shabbat Shalom, good evening, and welcome. This is a historic night at Temple Emmanuel. Tonight we welcome Cantor Mo Glasman as Temple Emmanuel's ninth senior cantor. I'm Rabbi Davidson, joined on the Bima by Rabbi Ehrlich, by Wendell Kornfeld, a wonderful leader of our congregation, and by Cantor Glasman. Cantor Glasman will be formally installed this winter, but tonight we welcome him as what we know will be a long and wonderful tenure with our congregation begins. We welcome him, we welcome his wife Rachel, and their two sons to our Temple Emmanuel family. Prior to coming to Temple Emmanuel, Cantor Glasman served many years with distinction at Congregation Kol Ami in White Plains, and most recently at my alma mater, Central Synagogue, here in the city. And I know there are a number of Central Synagogue congregants worshiping with us tonight. We welcome you, as we welcome those of you from out of town on this long holiday weekend. You may not have known that you were stepping into history tonight, but you are. We welcome you as we welcome our members, those joining us over the internet, and all of you who are here in our sanctuary. And we hope you'll make our worship that much more beautiful by lending your voices to it.
Shabbat Shalom. A reading from the Book of Psalms. How precious is your kindness, O God! The children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They shall be satiated with the delight of your house, and you will give them to drink from the river of your bliss. For with you is the source of life. In your light we see light. What a beautiful offering from our ancient psalmist. I am particularly moved by the notion that we shall drink from the river of God's bliss by bestowing kindness upon others. This reading accompanies a prayer associated with ritualistic observance. One may wonder what that observance is. I would have guessed this to be connected to candle lighting, kiddush, or perhaps even our Hashkivenu prayer, the words that invoke God's sheltering presence. As it turns out, this reading is traditionally preceded by the donning of talit, our fringed prayer shawl. Perhaps our ancient liturgists understood the power of ritualistic garment. Many cultures and religions lift up fabric or clothing as a symbol or indicator of belonging. In the secular world, one of the very first things we offer to our infants is a blanket. In my family, both of our sons revel in their individual blankets. These blankets are prized possessions that provide comfort, warmth, familiarity, and bliss to our children. Indeed, we have spent many hours searching for a missing blankie. Family trips have been delayed, bags turned upside down, and backtracking techniques deployed until said blankie was safely returned into the hands of our sons. We knew that their blanket was critical to their bedtime ritual, and we also knew that no one in the house would sleep until our children had their most coveted possessions. As we grow and mature, our coveted objects grow and mature with us, and we attach meaning and symbolic relevance to favorite outfits and precious objects. Judaism and Torah follow suit. The Torah concerns itself with nearly all aspects of living a meaningful life, including guidelines for how we dress, what fabrics we can wear, and of course, our ritual garb, what our ritual garb should look like. This week, the Torah introduces to us the commandment of wearing tzitzit, the knotted fringes adorning the corners of the prayer shawls. Both in Parshat Shelech Lecha and later in Deuteronomy 22, Moses instructs the Israelites to wear these fringes on the corner of their garments, l'dor v'dor, from generation to generation. The question is why? What are the historical and religious reasons for donning the tallit? Why are we commanded to wear them from generation to generation? In his writings on tzitzit, Professor Yeshayahu Leibowitz, brother of Torah commentator Nechama Leibowitz, highlights that tzitzit were created as a visual prompt to remind Jews of their ethical and religious obligation to God. Tzitzit, concludes Leibowitz, reminds us not to go astray by following the whim of our heart or eyes. The strands are powerful reminders of our obligation to God. The message is consistent with our ancient liturgists who inserted a prayerful paragraph about the fringes as part of the Shema and her surrounding blessings, the watchword doctrine of our faith. In fact, in many communities, the four-cornered fringes are gathered and wrapped around the right hand as one utters, "Hear, O Israel, Adonai our God is one." The fringes are gathered to bring the four corners of the earth together in hopes of repairing the brokenness of this world by calling upon the tenets of our faith. In this practice, the observer acknowledges not only a religious commitment to God, but an ethical commitment to other human beings. One might say these fringes are a reminder to do unto others as I would like them to do unto me. Other commentators have labeled these fringes as an insignia of our people's liberation from Egypt. In other words, by choosing to wear tallit, we freely affirm the privilege of religious freedom. Historically, the rabbis share that prior to the Exodus, the Israelites wore humiliating badges of slavery. After the Exodus, our people freely donned the tallit. Sadly, we know this cycle repeated itself most recently with the yellow stars worn upon Jews, forced upon Jews during the Holocaust. And today, we, American Jews, proudly wave the flag of religious freedom. In fact, while we in America wave our nation's flag celebrating this 4th of July, our Israeli brethren are flying their blue and white striped flag, both of which adorn our bima this Shabbat. The flag was inspired, in fact, by our tallit. In 1897, while describing his design of the first Zionist flag, David Wolfson, a pioneering Zionist, shared the following. He writes, "Then it flashed upon my mind, but we do have a flag indeed. It's white and blue, the tallit in which we wrap ourselves during prayer. The tallit is our coat of arms, our emblem. Let us take out the tallit and unfurl it before the eyes of Israel, before the eyes of all nations." This evening, for the first time, I am wearing a tallit worn by your clergy. A tallit uniquely designed for Temple Emmanuel. And for me, there are layers of meaning woven into this religious fabric. On a personal note, I feel the incredible warmth of our search committee, astutely led by Brian Pessin under John Stryker's steadfast leadership. I feel the welcome of Kara Glickman and Mark Heitlinger, who spent many hours ensuring I start on the right foot, outfitted with just the right robe. I will share with you that Mark, in particular, spent many hours and communications caring deeply about my Bima garb, just another indicator of his hospitality and deep care for detail. In fact, the entire senior staff and clergy have greeted me with sincere welcome. I feel the musical embrace of our beloved organist and choir director, Scott Warren, and our staff of gifted musicians. And I certainly feel Rabbi Davidson's wonderful camaraderie and partnership. He and his wife, Cantor Mia Fram Davidson, have welcomed Rachel and me with open arms and an immense warmth for which we are grateful. When I feel this prayer shawl rest on my shoulders, I also feel a sense of weighty responsibility. I am mindful that the fringes consist of knots and strands, the knots a reminder of the commitment I make to honor who Emmanuel has been, while the strands extend into the next chapter of who Emmanuel could become. I feel the warp and the weft of the garment, and I am aware that our strength lies in our uniquely beautiful prayer services, which are majestically woven choral arrangements, added to a unison thread of intimate congregational singing. I really want you to love the music of our services, and I really want you to sing with us. You have already begun this work, and I'm thrilled to partner with you to ensure that our services continue to be meaningful, multi-generational expressions of devotion to God and each other. Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks writes, "If prayer has worked, we are not the same afterward as we were before." He writes, "I have had to change in order to pray, and prayer in turn has changed me." I look forward to becoming part of the fabric of this community. My family and I look forward to getting to know you, and my hope and prayer is that we create moments that change each other for the better. With a heart full of gratitude, I return to the psalmist's word of sacred garment. The psalmist writes, "My soul, bless Adonai. Lord my God, you are greatly exalted. You have garbed yourself with majesty and splendor. You enwrap yourself with light as with a garment. You spread the heaven as a garment." Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu, lehitatef batzitzit.